Good morning and welcome to Redeemer for our worship today. We also welcome our online visitors, and for those of you who are here, the cameras are in use today. So you may see a camera move, you won't hear anything or anything, but our new cameras are in and up and being used, so that's exciting for us today. I'll remind all those in internet land that we will be having Holy Communion later in our service. And we invite you to get your communion elements ready to use at home and take communion with us. Don't forget that today at 4 o'clock we have our Blue Christmas service here. That's for anyone who has experienced any kind of grief or loss and the holidays are difficult for you. That's the service for you. The Christmas Eve schedule is in your Go and Serve back in the calendar. You can see it. And after Christmas Eve, our church council has decided to return to worship online only due to the rise in the pandemic numbers. Sunday service will be streamed at this time at 11 o'clock. Let's see, what else do I need to say? Monday worship has also been suspended until further notice. This Wednesday, we do have our final Advent Vespers service, so we invite you to come to that. And I need to let you know that Ruth Panosky, Joanne Shrigley's mom, died yesterday morning. I think they were up in Michigan, Jim?
Yes.
So they're up in Michigan. So please keep Joanne in your thoughts and prayers as well. Before I call on Vicar Amanda, I'll have to tell you that most of the week I have been under the weather. I did have a COVID test, and I'm clear from that. Don't have that. And I'm feeling much better. But what it has left me is I'm pretty weak and tired. So what I'm saying to you is if you're standing and you see me sitting, I'm just resting till I got to stand. Okay? So anyway, but that's all that's going on. Vicar Amanda. And guess what? While you talk, I'm going to sit.
Okay. Well, you have a seat right there. All right. So for our middle school and high school youth, we do have our last youth group meeting for the year this coming Monday, tomorrow, from 7 to 8. And then because church services will be suspended, we'll also take a break from in-person meeting for our youth groups. But keep an eye out. We will be doing some things online and be in contact with those folks and stuff. So also, I've been working on this Campfire and Carols virtual thing, and I have three videos, and one of them's Pastor Gary's, and one of them's mine. So I've learned that I think maybe people aren't comfortable singing the first verse of a Christmas carol. So kind of like we did our Easter greetings, if you would like to take a picture of your family in front of your Christmas tree or holiday lights or in your kitchen, or if you'd like to take a short video saying, hi, you know, we wish you a Merry Christmas, if you want to send those in, that would be great. We're going to make a compilation for those videos that do have carols, but also just greetings from our congregation to one another, but also to anybody else that checks out our Facebook page or anything like that. So I invite you to send in pictures and holiday greetings. Those are all my announcements, Pastor Gary.
And I got to stand up now?
Yes, I need you to stand up now. I can't do confession and forgiveness, sorry.
Right. Please rise and let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who comes to wake us from sleep, who leads us into the light of grace.
Amen.
Let us prepare the way of the Lord by confessing our sin against God and neighbor. God of all time, we confess that we have not prepared for your merciful reign among us. We ignore our neighbors in need and fail in the labor of justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your light and to seek the things that will endure until Christ come in glory. Amen. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven and all things are made new. Rejoice in this good news. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that would obstruct your mercy, that willingly we may bear your redeeming love to all the world. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Invite the children to come forward for a children's message. Charlotte's on her way. She'll come. So good morning, ladies. How are you? You good? And good morning to any of the other kids that are watching online. So, oh, are you showing them your cross? Oh, what do you have here? Prayer power crosses. Oh, those are pretty cool. Very, very nice. Well, I brought something with me to children's sermon today, too. I brought a book. What do you see in the book?
Animals.
Animals and a kitty cat. Oh my goodness, what other kind of animals are in that book? A cow. Yep. So all of these animals are in this book. Should we read this book real quick? All right. So the book is Who is Coming to Our House? Does that look like a house? Yeah, a house for who? For the animals? Yeah? All right. So who is coming to our house? Who is coming to our house? Someone says, mouse. Y'all see the mouse? No, it's really little. Right there. Yep, you're right there. Yep, there's the mouse.
Horse.
Yep, there is a horse. The horse will talk in a little bit. Make room, says pig. I will butt aside the rig, said the goat.
Where's the
goat? The goat's right there. There's the goat. The goat's right there. Right there. All right. We must clean, says lamb. Dust the beams, says ram. The lamb's right there. And the ram is right there. Let's see what's next. Who is coming to our house? Someone says mouse. Where's the mouse? The mouse is right there. Right there. Right, there's the mouse. All right, let's see what's next. Sweep the earth, says chick. Stack the hay, says goose. And quick!
Where's the goose?
There's the goose, and there's the chick. All right, let's see what's next. Spin new webs, says spider. I will line the crib with eider. Yep, and there's a spider. And there's the goose, and the goslings. All right, who is coming to our house? Someone. Says mouse. There's a mouse right there. I wonder who's coming to the house. You don't know? Let's find out. Someone's coming from afar. I will nose the door ajar. So there's the horse, and there's the owl. So they're opening up the door, getting ready for someone. But it's dark, says cat. They will never come, says rat. Ooh, is the rat right? No, they're going to come. Yes, they'll come, says mouse. Someone's coming to our house. And there's the mouse on top of the ox's head. That's silly. I will lay an egg, says hen. I will spread my tail for them. It's a pretty peacock. Yeah, getting all ready. Oh, my goodness. Who is coming to our house?
Who do you... Mary and Joseph.
Very good. Mary and Joseph.
And a donkey.
And a donkey, whispers mouse. That's right. So if Mary and Joseph are there, who else is there?
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. Welcome, welcome to our house. So all of the animals got ready for who?
Baby Jesus.
For baby Jesus, you're right. So when we think about this time of year, we've been waiting and getting ready because we're remembering that baby Jesus was born and that Jesus is everywhere with us.
My baby brother was born too.
Yep, and did you guys get ready at your house for your baby brother mm-hmm. and your baby sister? Yeah, and I bet other people get ready for new babies too, just like these animals got ready for new babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He
was in a stable, you're right. Well, thanks for reading this book with me, and I'm so glad that we can all get ready for baby Jesus. Can we pray together? All right, let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for baby Jesus, and thank you for letting us get ready in all the different ways to remember how special Jesus is. And all God's children said, amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from 2 Samuel. Now when David the king was settled in house, the Lord had given him a rest from all his enemies around him. The king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But the same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day. But I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies before you. And I will make you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more, and the evildoers shall affect them no more. As formerly, from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Be seated. She must have giggled all the way home. There's a story of a husband who kept on asking his wife what she wanted for Christmas. He could never get an answer for her, and all she would say was, "Oh, just surprise me." So at 3 o'clock on Christmas morning, he leaned across the bed and said, "Boo." Well, I don't think that was the kind of surprise that she was expecting. And an unexpected surprise was just what Mary got, too. I'm sure when Mary got up that morning that it seemed like an ordinary day. I'm sure she didn't expect that before the day was over, she would meet and talk with an angel, the very messenger of God sent to her. I'm sure when she began her day that she didn't expect to learn that Elizabeth, her kinswoman, was pregnant despite the fact that everyone thought that Elizabeth was past her childbearing years and would never ever have children. And I'm quite sure that Mary never expected to discover that she was pregnant herself. What could you do but laugh? Oh, there were plenty of serious things to think about and to consider. She was a young girl. And the thought of being a mother, of bearing and caring for a child, must have been frightening. She was a young girl, an unmarried young girl, and nobody was going to believe some cockamamie story about an angel. Sure, we know how people get pregnant, thank you very much. She was a young girl. And what would Joseph do since he knew the child wasn't his? And if he put her away, her whole future and the future of the child was hopeless. These were serious concerns. But when it came right down to it, all she could really do was laugh. Laugh because God took an old woman and breathed life into her tired, barren life. And now an impossible child had been made possible. Laugh because God took a young woman and breathed into her a life that would bring light to the world. What else could you do but laugh at God's wonderful surprise? What else could you do but be filled with joy? She must have giggled all the way home. Once there was a young boy who was bitterly disappointed at not being cast as Joseph in the church Christmas pageant. Instead, he was given the rather minor role of the innkeeper. Throughout the weeks of rehearsal, he tried to think of how he might avenge himself on the boy who was Joseph. On the night of the performance, Joseph and Mary made their entrance and knocked on the door of the inn. The innkeeper cracked the door and eyed them coldly. "Can you give us board and lodging for the night?" pleaded Joseph, who then stepped back, awaiting the expected rebuff. But the innkeeper had not pondered all those weeks for nothing. Flinging the door wide, he beamed a bright smile and cried, "Come in, come in. You shall have the best room in the hotel." There was a pause, and then with great presence of mind, the youthful Joseph said to Mary, "Hold on, let me take a look inside first." He peered past the innkeeper, then shook his head firmly and announced, "I'm not taking my wife into a place like that. Come on, Mary, we'll sleep in the stable." And the plot was back on course. Oh, how full of laughter and joy Mary must have been to be part of God's plot, to know that the course of God's plan would run through her. Oh, how full of laughter and joy she must have been to know that she was the handmaid of God. This child would be God's own son. God made flesh, one of us. In her was growing the fulfillment of all hopes and dreams for all peoples. In her was growing the longed for, long awaited Messiah of God. In her, of all women, God was doing what God had promised. I'm sure she thought back to Sarah, Abraham's wife, and how when God told Abraham that Sarah would have a child in her extreme old age and that a multitude would descend from them, how Sarah laughed at the unbelievableness of it, laughed because she did believe, laughed at what God was doing in her. And I'm sure Mary felt just the same. There were plenty of things to be serious about or to wonder about as well. What does it all mean? How could that all happen? And most of all, why her? But then when it came right down to it, she had to laugh. God's plot was underway in her. What more can the heart that is touched by God do but dance? What more could she feel but joy? She must have giggled all the way home. One more story. This one about a little girl who was helping her mother wrap Christmas presents and who asked her mother why Jesus didn't get the presents if it was his birthday. The mother explained that exchanging gifts was the way people showed love for each other because God loves us. Then the matter was dropped. On Christmas Eve, the little girl brought a little box wrapped up in pretty paper and put it under the tree. "What's in the box?" the mother asked. "A gift for Jesus," the girl replied. "He can open it tonight while I'm asleep." Well, the mother didn't want the little girl to be disappointed, so later that night she opened the box. But there was nothing in it. The next morning, the girl ran out to the tree, to the Christmas tree. "Mama," she shouted, "Jesus opened his present last night." The mystified mother asked, "What did you give him?" And the little girl explained, "I figure Jesus has everything he needs, and I can't give him much because I'm just a little girl. But there is one thing I can give him. So I gave him a box of love." You know, that's just what Jesus wants from us too. In that young woman, Mary, God is giving us an incredible gift. is something so new, so miraculous, so saving, so unexpected, so full of grace, that all we can do is laugh. In that young woman, Mary, there is a gift that fulfills all our hopes and dreams, a gift that makes us new, a gift of overwhelming love. God is with us, and his name is Jesus. What more can we do than be filled with joy? What more can we do than to give our love back? What more can we do than laugh at the wonder of it all? You know what? At Christmas in love, Jesus invites us home. Let's go. And let's giggle all the way. Amen.
Please stand as you are able. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of creation, you are constantly creating, then, now, and evermore. Your love for your creation was manifest in the incarnation. The Christ child came to be amongst your creation to show your unconditional love for humanity. God, help us to remember that all of your creation is your beloved. Guide us to care for the earth, other people, and all the world. Help us to love as you love. Lord, in your mercy. God of redemption, you are consistently seeking the reconciliation of all creation. You forgive, you redeem, you reconcile, you fulfill your covenant again and again. God, in the midst of your constantly moving towards us, we still may feel alone. Hold those who mourn close this season and always. Give an extra measure of your peace and comfort to those who find this holiday season difficult for any reason. Lord, in your mercy. God, our sustainer, your spirit moves about the world, giving us glimpses of your kingdom. You work through people to be present in our lives. You work through creation to show us love and beauty. God, continue to sustain us in the midst of this pandemic, an unprecedented time in the world. Be present with all those that are ill, those caring for the sick, those working to provide relief. We also have those on our hearts that we lift up in prayers now. Lord, in your mercy. God, Trinity, three in one, you embody the ultimate joy for all the world. Your love, grace, and mercy enfold us. Your promises to humanity give us hope in this time and always. God, help us to spread that joy wherever we can. Open our eyes to opportunities to serve others and share your hope with all. Bless us in this season and in each time to come. And in each to some. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Be with you
and also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with the all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sin of the world, have mercy. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and abundant God, you have done great things for us, and we rejoice. In this bread and cup, you give us life forever. In your boundless mercy, strengthen us and open our hearts to the world's needs. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.